This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. I was pleased to see the county commissioners address the homeless issue at their last meeting. It just seems like the situation is out of control, and the number of people taking advantage seems to be growing every day. Now, before you start yelling at the radio, let me state a few obvious things. First and foremost, those that are far more tolerant than I always start talking about mental illness. Well, mental illness has been around a very long time, way before the current explosion in the homeless population. Are there mentally ill homeless individuals? Well, of course. And if we can help them, we should. But I don't believe mental illness is the only reason for the increase in homelessness. Second, yes, we're all aware of illegal drug use and the problems it creates. But again, illegal drug use and addiction have been around for many, many years, and certainly not anything new. Yes, many of the homeless are drug addicts, and that in itself is a shame. And if we can get addicts to change their ways and clean up their addiction, we definitely should do so. However, the one thing that society overlooks day in and day out is simply that some homeless individuals just want to live that way. It used to be that such individuals would exist out in our forests or perhaps in the rundown urban areas, but today they seem to think any open space is available for them to live in. Now, I don't know about you, but my tax dollars are paying for public spaces like parks and libraries and airports, etc., and I don't really appreciate them simply taking them over and living in them. And, of course, when they choose to move on, they leave all kinds of trash and worse spread out all over the area that they were occupying. So why is this? When you take into consideration that those that are mentally ill and those that are hopeless drug addicts, you still have a large group of homeless people, and the reason they have chosen to live that way is simple. The government is giving them everything, so what is the incentive to work and take care of yourself? Through this program or that program, the homeless are given free food, free housing, free medical care, free legal assistance, and in some cases like California, free money. That's right, free money to do with as they please. We need to start enforcing the laws of the land, prohibiting people from just existing on any open space they please, and stop giving and giving and giving them everything for free so they can continue on with their chosen lifestyle. I hear it all the time that people don't choose to be homeless, and I'm sure a lot of them don't. But the fact is, a lot of them do, and that's their choice. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.